In its bulletin, One Nation denies its new superannuation policy will lead to a rise in inflation. Lydia Thorpe clashes with the federal health minister. And in tennis, Jessica Pegula and Carlos Alcaraz are through to the US Open quarterfinals. For the latest SBS news and sport, I'm Alan Lee. One Nation is denying its new superannuation policy will lead to mass superannuation withdrawals or increased inflation. The party has unveiled its policy, which would allow for people to funnel up to one quarter of their super to their take-home pay for 3 years. Employers would still be required to pay 12% super, but a person's super fund would then pay 3% of that amount to the people who choose to participate. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says this policy will help people who need it for things like housing and cost of living expenses. The government says such a policy would wreck super as we know it. But One Nation Senator Barnaby Joyce says the policy won't impact people who don't want to make use of it.
They're not all going to start taking a section of their money out. People who are in stress will start taking some money out, and they mightn't take all. And then you go to the inflationary aspects of it. Well, that's pertinent to the volume of money that's in the economy. If someone was paying, for instance, $600 a week for rent, and they get assistance, guess what? They're still paying about $600 a week in rent. So the volume of money is not like it's not vacant and looking for a home. It's actually going to the source it was.
Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has clashed with Federal Health Minister Mark Butler over the plight of children with fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, also known as FASD. It's both a physical and neurodevelopmental disorder caused by a mother's alcohol usage while pregnant. Ms. Thorpe says minors with FASD are particularly vulnerable to sexual assault in custody. She says they should all be released into community care. And Mr. Butler hasn't acted properly over their fate.
Unless he addresses the overrepresentation of children with FASD in the prison system, then his words are cheap. Why can't we just release all children with FASD into community with holistic wraparound care, including elders and community? That's the solution. That's the only solution.
SBS News has reached out to the Health Minister, Mark Butler, for comment. The embattled property development company Basler has stood down around 200 of its 350 staff. But New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the firm is a long way off receiving any kind of bailout from taxpayers. Sydney-based Basler, one of Australia's largest residential developers, is more than $3 billion in debt. It has 20,000 apartments and 7,000 houses in its delivery pipeline and 45 projects under construction. Administrators say they've secured short-term funding to keep some projects going for 2 weeks while further arrangements are sorted out. Although many who bought off the plan from Basler have been left in the dark as to what will happen to their homes and their money, Mr. Minns says it's not as simple as the government just giving out some money.
So I think that there's an important process to take place before a line of credit or public money is extended to the company. And the reason for that is it's not my money, it's public money. New South Wales taxpayers have got every right to believe that it will be treated as if it was their own personal cash. And I can't just hand money over to an administrator, particularly when the finances of this particular firm are so opaque and difficult to decipher.
A gunman is still on the run after murdering a man in the car park of a suburban football club just weeks before his wedding. 22-year-old plumber Daniel Hussain was shot and killed in the suburb of Thomastown around 7:30 last night near HR Urine Reserve on Victoria Drive. The murder is not believed to be related to the nearby Layla Football Club. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward. They don't believe the shooting is related to other recent ones, including one in Marigold Avenue, Altona, on the 16th of August, and another at Borwick Square Shopping Centre in Altona North on the 21st of August. To sport and in tennis, Jessica Pegula has set up a quarterfinal showdown with fellow American Emma Navarro at the US Open in New York. Pegula has defeated Romanian Sarana Cârstea 6-3, 6-4 in an hour and 25 minutes in their fourth round match. Pegula says the match was harder than it looks on the scoreboard.
I played very well tonight. Maybe didn't like serve my best, but I felt like from off the ground, I played a really high level. I felt like I was moving well. And even though the score seemed a little bit more straightforward, I felt like it was a really a tough two sets.
Number one seed Aryna Sabalenka will play reigning Wimbledon champion Linda Noskova in another of the women's singles quarterfinals. And in the men's singles, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz, returning from 5 months out from a wrist injury, is through to the quarterfinals after beating Tommy Paul 6-4, 6-3, 6-4. And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. And you can catch up with some of those stories in more detail on our News in Depth podcast series, available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Alan Lee.